Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call. This morning is Monday, August 26, 2019. This is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas market, and I have got to tell you, I am very excited for our call here this morning. We have got a powerful call lined up. We have standing by the CEO of LegalShield, Mr. Jeff Bell. We'll hear from him very shortly. We also have Ms. Gail Ross out of Indiana with a phenomenal training lined up for us this morning. We're very excited to hear from her. We also have Mr. Mark Riches, our Platinum World Council member, standing by from Cookeville, Tennessee as well. So you are in for a treat this morning, and we've got a lot of folks that are calling in here right on the hour from all across North America. We want to tell you thank you for listening and for joining us here this morning. And, of course, all of you that are listening on playback, we want to welcome you as well. And I want to make a very special welcome to all of our new associates who have joined our team in the last week. We want to welcome you and let you know that this is the place to be to learn about business solutions every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Central. We are so ecstatic this morning to have Mr. Jeff Bell on the line with us. He serves as the CEO of our great company, LegalShield. Under his leadership for the last 5 years, the value of our company has just really grown tremendously. And I know that we're all familiar with him. We've been able to hear from him at conferences. He's very inspiring when he speaks, and we're very, very grateful that he's taken time out of his incredibly busy schedule to join our call here of Business Solutions Associates this morning. Mr. Bell, thank you very much for your incredible leadership and for your support of all our associates, regardless of their focus or their direction. But I just want to thank you on behalf of our Business Solutions folks here this morning for everything that you've done to help grow the Business Solutions marketplace. I know that we've been blessed with incredible leadership, and I'll put this out there. I was privileged to be at a meeting that we had last November where we talked about some of the challenges that we face in Business Solutions, and nobody at that table, we had a lot of leaders at that table, but nobody was more committed to improving the business solutions landscape than our CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell, and we are extraordinarily grateful for your leadership. Thank you so much again for joining our call this morning, and we'll turn the call over to you. We're excited to hear from you.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Riches, and good morning to everyone, and I guess it is still morning even on the East Coast. I'm speaking to you from my home office in Kirkland, Washington, and so it's a bright and early morning, but don't worry about me. I've already been up and had a walk with my wife with our dog, Hugo, which we do every morning, and you know, just starting the day the right way, getting up and thinking about what mastery and marvels this day may hold for us, and it's just such an honor to be able to now speak with you about this great company, Prepaid Legal, now LegalShield, and where we are today, and more importantly, where we are going in the very near future. When I started in 2014, I would say that the business had some very serious requirements for it to be capable of sustained and profitable growth for our independent marketing and sales associates, those that are interested in making sales individually, household to household, as well as those that are interested in protecting and empowering the employees of businesses, whether they be small, medium, or large. There were some opportunities to really gain both belief as well as confidence through increasing quality of our service and the breadth of our service and also the technology to support our business. I'll not forget a very, very powerful meeting that I had, I think, early in 2015 with Mr. Mark Riches about technology in particular. And I asked, you know, why do you have some marketing, some training, and some technology that you know is unique for Harvard risk benefits and risk management? And he said, well, because the company isn't providing it. And you know what? He was right. And I made a commitment to Mr. Riches that we would be very purposeful in both listening to how to do it right and then very planful in our execution of being able to bring more to bear for the entire business, but also specifically for our employee benefits business. And when I look back now on 5 years as your servant CEO, I am very proud of some of the member-facing technology. I believe that our mobile application has continued to get better and better. Whenever you're in technology, of course, you're never done. And, of course, there will always be some hiccups along the way. But when you look at the alternative 5 years ago of issuing a member card, which had the phone number to call to speak to a law firm or to speak to a private investigator for what was then called prepaid legal identity theft protection plans, now called ID Shield, the ability to have in a tool that we all acknowledge is really the remote control for our life, the mobile phone, to be able to have at first the ability for it to know who you were and then know where to call for you to speak to a lawyer or to a private investigator, that was a big moment. And then, of course, being able to constantly improve and amplify the services such that now we really do make the claim that we place a law firm in the palm of your hand. Whether it was the implementation of the snap feature to photograph or snap a photo of a speeding ticket and to submit that automatically and securely to the law firm for adjudication, that is being amplified before the end of this year to be able to acknowledge over 15 pages from photograph to PDF to be able to submit a document for review. It might be a lease agreement. It might be a mortgage agreement. It might be an employment agreement. It might be a contract between two parties that needs to be reviewed. It might be a letter that people have received, a demand letter or a potential claim letter of some sort from the government or from a neighbor or from another third party, something that you need your lawyer to review and discuss with you and to take the appropriate actions. We're very happy about having the will questionnaire, having a prenuptial, a divorce, even a bankruptcy questionnaire. Why? Because we want to knock down barriers that are keeping people from availing themselves to the legal services. And when we look at what all we've done on the ID Shield side, not only creating that name of that product, but having the credit score, being able to access your credit reports, being able to monitor tremendous amounts of data, and then receive alerts if any of that data pops up on the deep or the dark web or within the credit or other monitoring bureaus, and then to avail whether it is legitimate or if it is a risk, and then getting people in touch with a private investigator, and even additional services, now being able to track whether or not there is a sex offender in your neighborhood. Those services are now all in the palm of your hand. One of the things that I will talk about for both of those for a moment, just to give you a sense of where we're headed on two fronts. One, let me spend a moment on ID Shield. ID Shield is presently, as you know, really the leading service for identity theft protection. But my friends, my vision and our vision at Legal Shield is to increasingly evolve towards what we call privacy management. So all of the goodness and all of the services of identity theft protection, but now an increasing focus upon privacy management. And the bedrock and foundation of that service is really with our private investigators, our certified and licensed private investigators, a team that we have recruited, developed, trained, certified, and licensed now in-house, part of the prepaid Legal Shield family. And that team is resident not only in the home office of Ada, Oklahoma, but also in Tempe, Arizona, and also in Montreal, Canada, and soon also in London. And so those are assets that are very powerful for us. And quite frankly, for any of you that are still going through the migration from the old approach that we took, which outsourced everything at extremely high cost, with no technology development and no agreement to come along with the type of things that I'm going to be describing now, agreement to expand the service as times have changed, as we move from that antiquated and really almost ossified service now to a more dynamic, flexible, best-in-world technology and best-in-world approach to privacy management. I appreciate your patience and your commitment, but my friends, please trust me when I say that this is indeed a much better and superior approach than what we had before. It will give us greater flexibility in both service as well as in pricing. But let me return to privacy management. What do I mean by that? Has anyone ever heard of cyberbullying? Has anyone read any of the stories, the tragedies of young people, children, being bullied to the point of actually taking their own lives? The devastation that it rings across families in the United States and Canada and in the United Kingdom, where people are harassed, they are bullied, they are ganged up on, they are abused online to the point of really driving people to tragic ends. We want to be on the forefront of providing the advice and consultation to both the parents, the worried and disturbed parents of those that fear that their child is being bullied, as well as supportive services for the children and the family themselves. Now, technology will have some role to play, but the most important part of this is a foundation of advice and consultation to help people understand, A, what is the law? And so here you start to see the hybrid that occurs between our legal shield and our ID shield, where we're able to avail ourselves to the power of both products. But how do you know what to do with a school, with a superintendent, even with law enforcement in your community? We want to provide that advice and consultation. We also know that in social media, it's not a matter of taking over someone's account, but you can monitor it. But equally, just stopping or saying thinking that you're going to shut down a social media account, that doesn't mean that the damaging and hateful speech isn't already out there. We will train and teach people how they can, in fact, exonerate and delete all aspects of social media accounts that may have done harm and are still an open and sore wound for the family. How about reputation management more generally? You know, many of you may know, because you work with businesses, that larger corporations started with a concern for, we need to monitor our brand. We need to monitor our image. And in fact, some of that work, primarily driven out of public relations, has now moved into medium-sized businesses. Well, we are very much interested in pioneering and driving forwards reputation management for the individual. We've all heard stories that, look, sometimes great people make a mistake. We've heard stories about, well, maybe I made a mistake and I drank too much at either a college function, maybe even at a work function, and there were some photographs that went out online that are damaging to my reputation. They may hold me back from being able to progress in my business career or in my social life, for that matter. Exactly the same thing that I mentioned before. How do you take control over material that is online? How do you monitor it, and how do you extinguish it if, in fact, it's out there, and get control over your own reputation? And the last thing that I would point out, my friends, is please, if you're not aware of the fact that there is a raging debate, thank God, about how much we are being tracked, not by the government. You know, it used to be that we were all afraid that the government was watching us. But no, it's Google, and it's Facebook, and it's many others, quite frankly, that everything you do online now is being monitored with or without your really full knowledge. I think you would be shocked about how much information is being gathered and kept by these large companies without your constant surveillance and understanding. Now, what can we do with privacy management? Well, number one, we can advise and consult people on how to, A, understand what's out there, B, decide if they want it out there, including deleting of all the information, downloading and then deleting all the information that's available, and then C, using a web browser that prohibits tracking of all of your information. I'll give you an example. If you use Gmail, Google reads every single thing you write, every single thing, and captures it and stores it and then uses it through algorithms to try and target advertising against you. So anything you put into a Gmail is being read and is being housed. I have made a move personally, for instance, to a browser called Brave that doesn't allow that type of tracking for advertising and or personal information. But there are other ones out there, Ghostery. We want to be the advisory to help people understand how do you move from a world where there is no privacy to one where you are in control of your privacy. Let me talk then finally about the mobile apps themselves, especially as it relates to employee benefits. My vision is that for all of you, as you look at your enrollments, it will take some time, but my vision is that you can say to the human resource representative, potentially to any other enrollment administrator or broker affiliate, we wish to have a gift given to all employees. And so for both Legal Shield and ID Shield, having of value free items, whether it is free legal forms, whether it is our legal bot, Aaron, to answer questions, for ID Shield, look for, in the very near future, free access to various services. We're investigating credit scores. We're investigating other features. What could we give of value to every employee as a gift, as an affirmation of our commitment? And clearly those at time of enrollment who understand and see the value of Legal Shield and of ID Shield, they're going to be enrolling in the fulsome and complete services that we presently have for employee benefits. But my vision is, whether it is the day somebody gets a speeding ticket and they remember, because they're familiar now with a free version that's been downloaded thanks to you through their employer, that they decide, you know what, I'm going to join Legal Shield today because I know that they can help me with this. Being able to enroll through payroll deduction and or bank draft or credit card on the spot with immediate attribution back to you, the selling and servicing associate, that's my vision. So in any given day, you may have an enrollment 25, 50% penetration, fantastic. But what about the other 50%? We want to make sure that they have in the palm of their hand a tool that they are first thankful for, but then second can immediately activate on an off-enrollment basis to be able to continue to protect and empower them and to grow and expand your businesses. That's something that I have to give credit to John Hoffman, because he said, you know, when I talk to 400 and 200 join but 200 do not, how do I avoid losing contact with those 200 in the interim time? And the answer, my friends, is through technology. I'd like to now shift, if I can, to a couple of other items. Canada. The real interesting thing about Canada and the fact that on October the 1st, we are going to be expanding into all provinces and all territories is not only the geographic expansion, but the fact that we are going to be having the same plans that today are available in the United States for both Legal Shield and ID Shield. They will be the ones that we are now marketing and selling in Canada. So the differences between the plans will be eliminated. The pricing is also going to be standardized. Canadian dollars, U.S. dollars, we're going to be keeping the pricing the same for simplicity and for unity. But interestingly, as many of you may well know, the employee benefit market opportunity has been stunted. Why? Because we weren't in Quebec. We weren't in seven other provinces that we are now adding. So we were unable to do a national plan, unable to do even pan-territorial and provincial plans for large employers. And so that has finished. We will be able to market so that if someone has a business located in Quebec City and also in Toronto, also in Vancouver, that we're able to protect and empower their employees. So we're expecting a very strong push to be able to expand our employee benefit business in Canada as part of the changes in our plans as well as in the... So for the entire organization and everyone on this call, I hope that it's not too late, but now is the time to really begin to think about how do we expand our distribution to be able to increase our leveraged income, because we need to have more and more members of your family in Canada out there protecting and empowering people through employee benefits. The improvement of the service itself whether it is expanding the benefits, the breadth and quality of the service, the technology itself, we see in manifold ways. LegalShield en Español was the first all-new legal group that we put in place that is all-new with Hispanic American lawyers and customer service representatives. We are excited by its growth. We're now seeing over 600 new memberships every single month, where less than a year ago we had zero. But the one area that I would also challenge you all to at least consider and investigate is we haven't even scratched the scratch of employee benefits targeted towards those who wish to provide LegalShield en Español in their companies. Because that is something that is absolutely possible and highly engaged and recommended. And you could work, of course, with Ted Vitalo or with Emily Rose, because they are prepared and ready to be able to implement those types of plans that you market and sell to those companies that wish to provide LegalShield en Español, Spanish language legal services, on either a local, regional, or a national basis. The final thing that I'd like to touch upon today, if I may, is family and getting together as a family in Salt Lake City. Really, for us, there are so many reasons why Salt Lake City should make a lot of sense. Number one, it is a vibrant and it is growing city. Second, it is a city founded on faith. Third, it is in many ways the mecca of direct sales as an industry and in so many different verticals of our business. And it is highly engaged even today in the desire to have entrepreneurship and free enterprise as a foundation of our society. But more than that, the curriculum for this particular leadership convention, I'm very, very proud of. We benchmarked the very best of the best, those that make a living putting on meetings that are really focused upon personal development as well as leadership development. And we have created a curriculum that is dealing with all of the issues, no matter how experienced and successful you are, that we all face. You know, how do you overcome obstacles, challenges? How do you continue to hold yourself to the highest level of expectation? Once you've received accolades and success at one level, how do you move on to the next level? You'll see that the curriculum itself, taught by both those that we know and love within our family, as well as some new faces with new experiences, lessons, and trainings to guide us, and also two really special, three really special external guests to speak to us. And that is, first and foremost, our Attorney General in the great state of Utah, Sean Reyes. Now, many of you may not know Mr. Reyes, but he is a Latino American, and he, I believe, will continue to serve the people of Utah and our nation as he is a young leader, and I believe that his political career is just beginning. His family, which was legally immigrated to the United States and has succeeded because they came here to pursue the American dream legally, they, in fact, found early success in direct sales. And so here is an attorney general who is an advocate for the direct selling business, the independent entrepreneurship that comes with direct sales. We're going to hear from him speaking about the state of direct sales, of entrepreneurship and free enterprise, and can't wait to see him address our audience. The second is, for you to have personal and leadership success, you've got to be healthy in your mind, in your spirit, but also in your body. And we're going to hear from Robin Arzon, who is the vice president of Peloton, right now the fastest growing and soon to have an IPO, a piece of personal health and physical fitness machinery and programming in the United States and also in the United Kingdom. And so what you're going to see is very much a transformation story. This was a lawyer who decided to stop practicing law and to become an ultra marathoner and now a business leader as she helps thousands upon thousands, 600,000 people now subscribe to Peloton, not only for the stationary bike, but for the treadmill, for yoga, for other physical fitness training classes, as it's moved again beyond the bike to the mobile app to help power and protect people. We're going to hear about her journey and how it is relevant to our own lives to stay healthy, and that health drives our capability to pursue our financial freedom. And then last but certainly not least, the author of many books, but one that we all should know very well, The Go-Giver, Mr. Bob Berg, is going to be there to teach us about making sure that we always add more value than we receive back in the price that we charge. And I feel so strongly that that is at the bedrock of what we do at Legal Shield and ID Shield. The services that we present are worth so much more money than what we charge for our subscription through employee benefits and in direct sales. And I believe that we need to reaffirm and will gain some insights into the language that we use of servant leadership by coming together and listening to Mr. Bob Berg. So I hope that all of you not only are personally committed, but right now continue to drive registration across all of Harvard risk benefits, all of Harvard risk management, that you'll be able to get the entire family together in Salt Lake City. Now is the time, the final push, to get new people, because it will transform their lives, those that are growing in their careers, because it will transform their lives, and those that have already established success, because leading by example, being present, is going to not only show others the way, but it will also be a chance for them to move themselves up and to a higher level. With that, I hope that this has been time well spent as we speak about where we are and where we're going and why we all need to be together as a family in Salt Lake City. With that, Mr. Riches, I turn the call back over to you.
Mr. Jeff Bell, thank you so much for taking some of your time this morning to share with us. We really do appreciate that, and really just appreciate your leadership and your incredible support. It is unparalleled, and we want to really say thank you and cannot wait to join you in Salt Lake City, Utah, an incredible place. You can add another bullet point to your list. It was where my brother Mark was born, and I know that that's important for everyone.
All the more reason for everyone to be there and for the entire team to come together. Thank you so much. God bless you, everybody. I'm going to jump off.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bell. We appreciate you. You know, Mr. Bell mentioned two words that I think are absolutely crucial, belief and confidence. And hearing from him this morning on our call absolutely should instill and increase belief and confidence, not only in the company itself, but in the products that we offer. And I really appreciate him taking so much time to cover the information on ID Shield and some of the developments there. What an honor to be able to hear from him. Let's go to Cookeville, Tennessee, where we have Platinum World Council member and $700,000 ringer, Mr. Mark Riches, standing by. Mark, thanks for joining the call this morning. I know you're excited to hear from Mr. Bell, and would love to hear your thoughts as well.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. I'm excited to hear from Gal Ross and her training, too. I've got my pen and paper ready to take some notes. Mr. Bell, thank you for your commitment to excellence and your leadership and all that you do to, you know, improve the products and services that we offer. You spoke to that today, as well as all that you do to make, you know, the Legal Shield business opportunity the very best it can be. And we appreciate all your efforts and the efforts of your team, and excited about what's happening. I'm excited to see everyone in Salt Lake City. It's going to be a phenomenal event, as Mr. Bell spoke about that this morning. I just wanted to remind everyone about our book of the month, which is The Power of Consistency by Weldon Long. Hopefully you've got a copy of that already and you're wrapping it up. It's a phenomenal book. September's right around the corner. We'll be announcing another book at that point. But again, The Power of Consistency by Weldon Long, a great book on being consistent in our activity, being consistent in our effort. Here's a quote: consistent results come from consistent activities. Random results come from random activities. So sometimes we see people that are getting some random results and they don't see the consistency of it all. Well, you could trace that right back to the lack of maybe consistent activity. And so we talk a lot about that. It's a great book on being consistent in all that we do and developing those consistent daily habits, just like being on a call like this. I don't want to take any more of Gail Ross's time. I'm glad you're on the call. We've got a lot of folks on. It was wonderful hearing from Mr. Bell and his, again, commitment to our business and what we do and the products that we offer. And, Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Fantastic. I just want to mention that Salt Lake City Convention that Mr. Bell spoke of is coming up in just over 1 month from now, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We've got that five-hour advanced B2B training on the 3rd, so you want to really schedule your arrival for the 2nd so that you're there for the 3rd and 4th, and then just the morning of the 5th will be done by about noon that day. If you don't yet have a ticket to that event, I would invite you to do one of two things. You could get the email that was sent out yesterday to announce this call. There's a link that you can click in that email, or you can just go to the successteamworld.com team site, and when you log in, if you go to the events page, which is the little calendar icon, if you click on that calendar icon, that'll bring you to the events page, and if you scroll down to the Salt Lake City Convention, then you can click on that link, and either one of those options will take you to a page where you can request a ticket. We've got people who bought some reduced price tickets, and we want to make sure that you, if we can get you access to reduced price ticket, save you about half the money on a ticket, we would love to be able to do that. So those are the two ways: either click the link in the email, or just go to. Go to the events page in the back office. Again, I'm so excited to have Mr. Jeff Bell on the call this morning. We appreciated hearing from him, Mr. Mark Riches, and our keynote trainer this morning from Indiana, Ms. Gail Ross, who we are ecstatic to hear from. She's going to be training, and she's got just such an incredible track record with this company. She is a $50,000 ring earner. She is a consistent executive director. And her training this morning is on this topic, providing distinctive value, how to create preferred status in your marketplace. And Ms. Gail Ross, take all the time that you'd like. We would love to hear your full training this morning. We appreciate you joining the call and really appreciate your leadership and congratulate you on your success. And we'll go ahead and turn the call over to you.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Riches. I certainly appreciate that. And boy, whether you've been around for 20 years in this business or if this is your very first day, what a great day to be able to tune into this call and listen to Jeff Bell and all of the incredible things that he has planned and just the vision of products and services that so much fill a need in our marketplace. And as I was hearing and listening to some of the things that he was saying, I just, you know, it really affirmed to me that we truly have the very best products available to us. But here's the catch. You know, your clients and your prospects really don't care about that unless you have given them you've earned the right to tell them that. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you today about, is providing that kind of value that gets people wanting to hear more. And if you think about today's marketplace, regardless of the type of product and service you have, it is extremely competitive. The difference between being a top performer or being average or just being at the bottom, being in poverty, is really very little. I mean, think about in sports. Think about baseball. An inch or even a fraction of a second can determine whether or not you're in the minors or if you get to go to the majors. And you know, we listen to a lot of sports and we play a lot of sports and we look at those analogies. And I'm here to say that maybe we need to apply that in our own profession because we are professionals in what we do. And minor adjustments that you make can make a huge difference in your performance and give you that right for your clients to say, I want to know more. So what I'm going to do is just take in the next few minutes and give you some ideas and some tips, things that I have learned that that I've tried to put into place that can make incremental adjustments to have a monumental impact on the way you go about your business. So, you know, in order to create that preferred status, you really need to differentiate yourself. You need to stand out in the crowd, but in a good way. You know, we hear a lot of people that stand out in the crowd, and we can think of a lot of people that stand out in the crowd, but it's not in the way that they would want to be. I'm here to talk about how you can positively make yourself someone people will remember, and if they remember and if they like you, then they will want to do business with you. So what's one of those first things? Well, number one, it's obvious. It's about developing relationships. You know, things have changed so much in terms of how we conduct business. The longer that I have been in business, the more I realize that it is about building that relationship. And I think the reason it has changed so much, especially in the last maybe 5 or 10 years, is because there's just so much competition out there. There's so much information that is readily available at our fingertips. There's just too many alternatives make it just on our products and services alone. And even if you did get in and sell just on your product, then, you know, life moves way too fast for you to maintain that. So you have to really rely upon endearing yourself to individual so that they want to do business with you. And if you think about those that you like to do business with, those that you have a great relationship with, what is the one thing that it comes down to? In my life, it comes down to trust. How much do I trust that person? And it's interesting that is trust is one of those things that you can't throw money at it. You know, no amount of money is going to buy trust. Trust can only be earned. And I thought everyone understood that until a couple years ago, our church hired a young pastor. And he didn't last very long because he had some really relationship issues, didn't know how to build relationships. And I remember getting in a discussion with him one time, and he says, "How long is it going to take you before you trust me?" And I was just like dumbfounded because I'm like, really? You really think that relationships or trust is built on time? He had done nothing to earn that trust. It's just a fundamental part of life. So how do you earn that trust? For some, it may seem like common sense, but I've learned common sense isn't so common these days. So some of the things that I find that helps me trust someone is they do what they say they're going to do. I mean, we've heard that all the time, but when you get out of an appointment at the end and you're taking your notes and you say, okay, I'm going to follow up with you next Tuesday. Do you follow up with them next Tuesday? I mean, if you don't, then you're not adding to that trust. Now, even if you don't have the information, you still need to say, you know what, I said I'd follow up. I'm still working on it. Forgive me for that. I'll have it by X amount. And then follow up with them then. But being true to your word is extremely important. The other thing that I find that people don't do that is just so simple is they're not on time. I mean, there's no excuse right now if you're not on time to not let that person know that you're running late. You know, whether you got stuck in traffic or you spilled coffee on you on your way in, that's the irrelevant part. But it's just sending a note, a text, something, say, hey, I'm going to be there, even if it's a minute late, because you know what's going through that person's mind? Did they remember that I had this meeting? Or did I not write it down wrong? I mean, they're thinking of 100 different things. And so if you can just confirm that you're not there on time and that you'll be there shortly, again, you're adding things to build trust. The other thing is put people first. You know, look at them through their interests. How can you serve them even though it means you may not be gaining anything from it? Case in point, I was dealing with a large hospital just this past month. I had been trying to get in and work with them for the last 3 years. And so when I met with them again, you know, we talked about the identity and the legal plans, and she goes to me, so can we just do the identity theft plan? you know, and it's like, well, crud, you know, I could have said, no, you need to do both. Employees want both. And this is the reason why they want both and on and on and on. But you know what? I just said, you know what? You can just do the ID shield. That would be perfectly fine. Now, that wasn't in my best interest, but it certainly was in hers. So always look to provide what their interests are as opposed to yours, because in the long run, that certainly will come back if you have that service kind of an attitude. The other thing is, when you're meeting with someone, take interest on, you know, some of the personal things. You don't have to spend a whole lot of time, but if you ask them about their kids or what they're doing in their free time, you know, get back in your car, make that note, and the next time you meet with them, say, hey, how did, you know, your son do in the first day of kindergarten? I guarantee that is something that in their mind they're like, huh, he remembered that or she remembered that. Those are just the little things, the little nuances that make a difference. Other thing that is building trust, and this is easy for us to do, is that we get so caught up in our technology that it's just, let's send a text, let me send an email. But you know what? Maybe every once in a while you just ought to pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, thinking about you, I wanted just to touch base, see how things were going, call them. You know, I didn't know if that really made a difference until I was in a meeting in a seminar this past week with a buyer of a large organization. And to her, when someone picked up the phone and just, you know, communicated with her that way versus the email, she noticed it. And I'm like, well, you know what? If she notices it, then maybe other people are noticing it as well. So trust is something you have to earn, and there's a lot of different ways to build trust. I'm just here to say, think about it, be intentional about it, and look at what is you can do to endear that person in building that relationship through a strong trust. The second thing that's important in providing distinctive value is you got to really find out what the whole reason is why they're meeting with you. Whether it's a small business owner or an HR manager, I guarantee you the reason that you're meeting with you and agreed to meet with you is not because you're providing unlimited phone consultation or you have the best identity theft plan. They may not even know what you have as in terms of what the specifics of your product and services are, but I guarantee the reason that you're meeting with you is because there's a root cause to it. There's an emotional one. You know, maybe that person just went through a horrific legal battle and it almost destroyed their family, or, you know, they've heard of some employees getting financially wiped out by identity theft, and now it's impacting the productivity of their whole team. There's something beyond the features and the product itself, and people will buy based on emotion. Then they will justify their purchase through logic. So what are you doing to make that emotional connection? And the way I try to do it is I really try to be intentional about the type of questions that I ask. Now, I'm not going to go into the variety of different questions because that could be a whole training in and of itself, but there's books out there, you know, go through, you know, Jeffrey Gittimer or Neil Rackman's Spin Selling. I mean, there's just a ton of questions to try to get to the root cause of what they're looking for. Because what I'm finding is that, you know, people, you know, obviously they buy on emotions, but they're going through stressors. And the different types of stressors might be an external stressor, which is a physical problem. You know, maybe they have to deal with people not being productive at work. Another type of stressor that they might be dealing with is internal. You know, they're trying to resolve a frustration or alleviate doubt. I mean, if it's a CEO, maybe he's worried that, you know, he's being perceived as a guy that's only concerned about the bottom line and isn't interested in an employee. So maybe he's having you come in there because it's a way to provide something of value to his team and his staff members. Maybe it's a philosophical reason that's stressing them out. You know, maybe they wanted to have something that's bigger, solve a problem that's bigger than them or the company itself. And that might be something that in the mind of that decision maker is, you know, he might be thinking or she might be thinking that people shouldn't have to worry about money as a reason to keep them from accessing the legal system. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons above what you and I may think, and it's really critical if you're trying to gain a lifelong client is that you uncover what these inner frustrations are and not just focus on the external ones, which is if you're thinking about your decision maker meetings, most of the time you should be answering or asking the questions. I mean, you really shouldn't even have to spend a whole lot of time of going over all the features of what the identity plan or what the legal plan is. And sometimes if we're new, that's easy to do because it's, you know, we're kind of trained to say this and, you know, we're excited about it, but you know, they're not as excited as you are unless you actually have helped them understand what the real reason is and how you can benefit them. So finding out what's important to them. Third is provide knowledge base. So if you want to provide distinctive value, provide something of knowledge. You know, I think clients will pay a premium for knowledge. I think they'll want to do business with you if you give them something that is beneficial and exerts knowledge and wisdom. Because, you know, a lot of times your competitors, people that they deal with all the time, are just there to say, are you wanting to buy this and buy that? They're not providing anything of value beyond what they think their product provides. With the identity theft product in particular, oh my goodness, just listen to what Jeff Bell said today and all the areas that people are concerned about and how we can differentiate ourselves without even trying to sell somebody anything. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Alan Roman and the way he has approached the Equifax breach and how he's using that with our clients. Now, Alan Roman is one of the top producers of Legal Shield and is an incredible trainer and resides in Missouri. But he, I think it's 2-3 weeks ago, really just sent out an email and addressed things to his clients about this is how you deal with the Equifax breach. And I've been using it with prospects. I'm not really looking to gain anything right now other than to build that relationship. So look for ways that you can provide knowledge. Maybe it's a drip campaign. You know, maybe it's a quarterly blast or, you know, whatever you want to do from that perspective. But I'm saying do something that makes you stand out and be an expert in your field. And we have great opportunities to do that, not just with the identity, but with the legal plan as well. And then the last thing that I think will really help you provide distinctive value is you got to make it easy for people to do business with you. Your message has to be clear, concise, and actionable. So it's as simple as saying, what do you offer? How it will make their lives better? And what do I need to do to get it? And I'm going reading through a book right now. It's called Donald Miller. That's the author. Donald Miller's book. It's Building a Story Brand. And it's really, really good about developing a clear, concise message. And the premise of this book says that the human brain is drawn to clarity and away from confusion. And he says that the brain is constantly scanning the environment for information that's going to help them basically meet their primitive need to survive. So if you remember back in your high school or your college classes with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it really goes back to that bottom level. Those needs have to be satisfied first before they go on to the next level. So if you're thinking about when you meet with your client or a prospect, and then all of a sudden you just start rambling on about how long Legal Shield's been in business or that we're on 50 states. And oh, by the way, now we're in, you know, Europe and, you know, we have protecting 4.1 million members. I mean, that's all noise to them. It may be important down the road, but until you get to the point that you've earned that right to have that discussion, they're just trying to figure things out. How is this making my life easier? How is this helping me survive? How is this helping me solve this problem? So you have to do things that, again, that the questioning is going to be critical because they're constantly looking for things that will help them in you know, in satisfying those basic needs. So is your message simple? Is it relevant? Is it repeatable? I mean, this is like your basic elevator pitch. It's got to be down pat, and it's got to be something so simple that if they go home at night and their spouse asks, well, who did you meet with today? What did they talk about? They should be able to repeat back in what your conversation was about in a couple sentences. You know, are they able to do that? And if it's not, then people are confused and they're just like scanning the environment for something else and they're not even dealing with what it is that you have. So you need to be able to make that message clear and concise to stand out. So, you know, I gave you four different areas to think about today. As you can see, none of this is new. Very few things that are in life today are new. They're just kind of recycled. Where it really comes down is what are you doing to implement them and to take them to heart and put them into practice? And I'm saying even if you start with one, even if you just start by what can you do to develop that relationship to make that better? Or maybe you want to say, I want to be able to really get my questioning down so I get to the root of the problem. Maybe you want to take the third approach and say, I'm going to be that knowledge-based provider. So when someone thinks of an expert, they're thinking of me. And maybe you say, you know what, I think I'm just going to start with how can I make things easier for someone. Whatever you pick, if you want to do them all, if you want to focus on just one and then gradually do the others, I'm just saying do something to make it so that when someone thinks about identity theft and legal protection and who they go to and what they can do, that they get a warm fuzzy when they think about you and they say, I'm going to do business with that person, because that's how you are going to have long-term relationships and really succeed both personally and professionally. So with that, Mike, I will turn it over to you, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Gail. That was exceptional training, and I really appreciate your perspective on the marketplace and how to really relate to people and be the kind of resource that the HR directors and decision makers that we're meeting with deserve to have, the type of professionals that they deserve to work with. And just really appreciate all that you shared. I thought it was fantastic information. Another one of those calls that I'm glad that we've got recorded and again, stored in our back office that folks can access. And just, again, thank you very much for your leadership and for taking the time to prepare that this morning. Folks, again, a lot of exciting stuff. Obviously, something big that ought to be on everybody's mind is the last week of the month. This is it. We're in it. So the good news is we've got an entire week here to get business in and submit it to Legal Shield before the month-end deadlines, which, of course, will be posted on our Facebook group. So if you're not part of our Facebook group, we would invite you to join that Success Team Facebook group just to stay up to date on any kind of announcements. But let's take advantage of these next 5 days. Look at where you're at right now on your Performance Club points. Again, you can find that at lsengage.com. That also translates over once you've got your associate number connected to your Success Team site, your Success Team back office. That will show up on your Success Team when you log in as well. That's for those who have finished the first step training when you go to the main part of that Success Team site. But take a look at your Performance Club numbers. Where do you stand right now today? There are some of you that are brand new, and you haven't written your first piece of business yet. And let me tell you, you've got 5 days this month to go make this happen, not only to get Performance Club qualified, but to get Fast Start qualified as well, and take advantage of this increased bonus. When you get Fast Start qualified, that's a $300 bonus that they're going to pay you, the company's going to pay you, to get Fast Start qualified this week if you're brand new. Some of you are not brand new. You're not within that Fast Start window, and that's okay. Where do you stand on Performance Club? And I don't care if you're at zero or 179 points. That 180 mark is out there for Performance Club Pro. Of course, it's only 90 points for Performance Club. But let's get that done this week. How do you get points? It's premium dollars. When you sell a membership, however much that membership is per month, that's how many points you get. So if you sell a $49.90 membership, that's the family legal and family identity theft for someone outside of a group, that's 50 points. If you go into a group and sell a $38.90 membership, that's the family legal and family identity theft in a group, $38.90, that's 39 points. You round up the 90, so 39 points. And you've got to go get 90 points. You've got to make sure that you have 90 points to qualify for Performance Club or 180. And I would really encourage everyone to go for Performance Club Pro. That's 180 to qualify for Performance Club Pro. Of course, I know some of you are focused on Senior Director, which is $700 premium dollars in a month, or Executive Director, which is $1,400 premium dollars. I believe that this month of August, now our final numbers are obviously not in yet, but I think that this month of August we may have more Executive Directors at $1,400 premium dollars than we've ever had in the history of our organization. So I'm very excited for that, and I want you to set your sights high. Some of you have goals that are larger than the $1,400 in premium, and that's fantastic as well. But here's the key. If you write a membership and you get that in this week, it counts for this month as far as this month's production, as far as bonuses, incentives, advancement, all of that, it counts for this month. If you write a membership next Monday, that family's still going to be protected. And the reality is the extra day or two that they're not covered probably are not going to make a huge difference for that family. But it'll make a big difference for you because it will count for September, not for August. And so, you know, obviously at the end of the day, we're all about protecting families. We want to make sure that they're covered, that they have access to these great plans. That's the number one goal. But if we can do that in a way that benefits you as well, then I think that ought to be a big part of your plan. And taking advantage of bonuses and incentives like Performance Club, like the Senior Director and Executive Director bonuses, like the Fast Start bonuses. I've looked back at my 17-year career, and I know my brother would feel the same about his 25-year career. We've been blessed to make some really nice income, but we've also earned some pretty good bonus income as well, to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars in just bonuses because we were able to position business in a certain way. And that's what I'm talking to you about doing this week. And so get that production in. Let's close out the month of August in a very big way. Again, I want to thank Ms. Gail Ross for sharing her exceptional training with us this morning. Thank you also to Mr. Mark Riches for talking with us and visiting with us this morning. And a huge thank you to Mr. Jeff Bell, who is our servant CEO. Again, we're grateful for his leadership and for taking time to join our call here this morning. Thank you to each of you for plugging in. God bless every one of you. Let's make it a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.